feeling at home in the body. And appreciating that the experience of peace and the experience of agitation are both conditional, in the sense that there are supporting causes and conditions that lead to peace in the heart, and there are supporting causes and conditions that lead to agitation. So in understanding karma as a law, as something that is dependable, lawful, we'll explore the causes and conditions leading to the ease of body and mind, basic tranquility. So let's begin by simply feeling the eyes, whether the eyes are open or gently closed. Bringing a tender attention, caring attention to the eyes. And even if the eyes are fidgety or tight, practice accepting, allowing the energy of the eyes to move, to be. So we're not imposing a relaxation on the eyes, but if the eyes are ready to relax, to settle in, resting in the eye sockets, then that's fine. Letting the eyes be. Take a few moments to feel both hands. So instead of the tendency we have, the habit of the mind to be greedy in some way or aversive or to be in denial, we relate to the hands from a different place. So instead of being needy, the heart can be quite generous as it opens to the experience of both hands. Caring about the hands as they are is a generous thing, a beautiful thing. Being content with the hands and gentle with the hands. And instead of being deluded or in denial, a willingness to be clear, clearly aware of how it is in the hands now. Simply relating to both hands in a way that's conducive to ease in the body and mind. And you might want to bring your attention to the tongue and just generally to the mouth area. And again, just noticing any tightness or guardedness, holding, and relating to the mouth and the tongue in a generous way. In a fearless way, not afraid of the sensations. Not afraid to feel what we feel here in the mouth, in the lips, the tongue, peacefully relating to all the sensations in a deep way, trusting the way that it is, not needing it to be different. Is it possible to have a peaceful relationship with the sensations in the tongue, in the mouth? Other places that are useful to open to are the throat area. Is the throat area. Noticing how it is, any tightness, numbness. And again, we're working with the three wholesome roots. The Buddha teaches, when the intentions of the mind come out of the three wholesome roots of non-greed or generosity, non-aversion or kindness, and non-delusion or clarity, connectedness, then the heart moves in the direction of peace. Good things arise. We practice with the throat, relating to the sensations in the throat in a generous way, in a loving and caring way. And again, willing to be fearless, fearlessly open to how the throat is now. Not needing it to be different than it is. Relating to the sensations in the throat in a beautiful way. We can open to the brow, the forehead, and the circumference of the skull. So as if we just drew a line through the forehead and around the head. Just feeling this space of the skull, any pressure, any tension. Just feeling it as it is in a very loving, generous way. Willing to be clear. And willing to let the sensations move, which is their tendency to come and go. Everything is allowed to move. Feeling the skull, the brow and forehead, allowing things to be, peaceful abiding with these sensations, opening to the abdomen, solar plexus, or whatever part of the torso seems relevant now, interesting for the mind. So opening in a beautiful way, a generous way, fearlessly feeling what's here, caring about the abdomen, the solar plexus, the chest, wherever the attention has been drawn. There's something quite healing and beautiful about a full attention, wholehearted presence. Feeling the pelvis, allowing this loving, generous, clear presence to settle here. Feel the sitz bones, the points of contact. Undefended and open, allowing all the sensations to be. Relating with wisdom and acceptance. And bringing a wholesome, a beautiful presence to the shoulders, sides of the neck down into the shoulders and shoulder joints. Infinite patience as we open in a generous way. We're not in a hurry for things to change, not needing things to change at all, actually. And just notice there's something inherently good in being present with the shoulders, allowing the sensations to be. And feeling both legs and feet. As if this loving presence settles down into the legs or pours into the legs. A generous presence with the legs and feet. Not holding back at all. showing up, letting the legs know they matter, they're worthy of attention. Loving attention. For the next 5 minutes, we'll continue on in silence. And you can just let the awareness include the whole body or move to particular places that seem to want attention. And if you'd like, you can use each exhalation as just a reminder for this attention to be loving and generous. So with each exhalation, you can even use a word if you want. You could say the word peace. If the body or mind feels good, make sure to recognize that. It's okay to take that in, to appreciate it. take a moment to stretch out.